Good morning, everybody. This is Thomas speaking, your holiday homes and vacation rental expert. Today, I would like to talk with you about the fact that I don't think the current way holiday homes are listed on the internet is state of the art anymore. Why I do think that and what examples I have to outline that, this is what I would like to talk with you about today. And yeah, I'm glad you're here and let's start. So yesterday I got an email from a big property developer and seller in Spain announcing a couple of new apartments. They are on sale in Spain and particularly in Ibiza. So I subscribed to their email list because I'm kind of interested in this area, and I thought, well, why not get some regular updates on what properties they have for sale. So I got this email, and to be honest, I was kind of disappointed when I read through it, because over the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks, I got emails regularly and they all look the same. So in terms of properties that are proposed, they are different, but the information I got out of the emails are the same. So I get this email, it says something like, hey, company name, and we have a new real estate announcement. And then they say, okay, we have a new listing, it's an apartment with 2 bedrooms, 2 sleeping rooms for 450,000 euros in Ibiza City. So I check this email and I see a nice picture of a balcony with some nice view, no sea view, no mountain view, just some green stuff, some palm trees, some green bushes and a road. And it reads like 2 bedrooms apartment to be sold in Ibiza. Price is 450,000, 83 square meters. And amenities, something like parking space, terrace, air conditioning, balcony, heating, elevator. You have some view, you have some, a little bit of a mountain view. And in the proximity, there are some things like schools, like supermarkets, you have daylight, and well. So then I say, well, isn't that what all the properties look like in this area? So it's not particularly clear for me what the real, what's the killer feature of the apartment. So why should I buy this and not the other one? It's just another apartment somewhere near Ibiza City. But anyway, I said, well, let's give it a go and let's click on it and see what's being written in the detailed expose. I open the page and to my surprise, there's not much new. The only thing that is new on the landing page is a form where I can sign up and ask for more details on the property. And I get a couple of more pictures. So I get a picture from the kitchen, from the living room, and from the bedroom, and I can see a little bit through the windows the surroundings of the apartment. But to be honest, it's not one of those stunning, mind-boggling super properties where you immediately see from the pictures what kind of value lies in it. But now you probably have like 100 or 150 properties and apartments that look very much the same. So all the same pictures, all the same views, all the same description. They just vary in price and in size. So you can choose, is it 2 bedroom, 3 bedroom, 4 bedroom? And is it like 60 square meters, 80 square meters, 100 or 120? But it's very hard to decide what is better, which one to go for. And then when I scroll down on that page, it says something like similar property in Ibiza town. I get about, say, 6 additional properties, and guess what? They all look the same. It also looks as if they were on the same like development project. It looks a bit artificial. So on one of them I can see the sea, on 3 of them I can see the pool, and that's about it. And they're all different in terms of living space, they're different in terms of price. So for starting at 460, 420, 457, 491, 595, 687,000 euros. So then I'm asking myself, how on earth would I be getting excited to find out more about this property? Basically, I look at it, maybe it has something, but it's very hard to find out. And what's the offer the people are giving to me that makes me convince, oh yeah, I really should sign up here and get more details on that property. And I guess the detailed listing that I would get from signing up would be pretty much the same information, so no more value add. And this is exactly the point where I say it's the listings haven't really changed a lot in the last, say, 20 or even 30 years. So when you look at the properties, maybe the pictures got a little bigger, they got a little more colorful, the quality of the furniture and the way it is styled got a little better. That's true, but in terms of additional value, so in terms of things like, okay, I want to buy this, how much money can I make with it, what is the killer feature, is there some very nice special feature in that apartment, is there some special view, what is something irresistible about this apartment that would really make me buy it or make the purchase decision. And just from the picture, it's difficult. It's just that you can say, well, you know, it's more like a lead generation engine that you say, okay, you have a big image gallery with plenty of images, and then you can just hit the form and say, okay, yeah, tell me more, and then you get signed up on the email list. But there's no structured process that guides me through some sort of attention, interest, desire, action process where I would say, okay, first I'm getting the attention, which I already have. Then I say, okay, I'm interested in finding more on these properties in Ibiza. And then what I'm lacking right now is the step to really form the desire. So what in earth would make me really desire this apartment? Because looking at it now, it looks like, well, plenty of these apartments could be anywhere in the world and could be interesting as well. So that's why I would always argue it's time to change that a bit, and it's time to make those apartments look a little more sexy, more attractive, and more compelling, so that I get more excited. So here, for instance, in this property, I was just introducing the podcast episode today. At the very end of the image gallery, I see a high level view, like a drone view of the whole area where the apartment is being sold. And this then looks interesting, because then I can see, okay, where's the sea, where's the beach, what are the buildings. But what I'm lacking is the apartment I have been looking at. Where is it located? Where could it be? And this is what really would drag my interest, and could say, okay, here's an apartment that's really cool. It's first or second road to the sea. It's close to the beach, and this is what I really want to go forward with. So long story short, what did I want to tell you today? So the key thing here for me is the way holiday homes are presented on the internet is time to be changed. It's time to be optimized, because there's a lot of potential for improvement. To ultimately, what you really want to do is everybody who's visiting the site, everybody who's looking at your property, should be somehow dragged into your funnel. So meaning you should immediately have the opportunity to leave your email address, so that you can, every time you have a visit on your site, you turn it into an email address, and then you can push the properties over and over and over again. And right now it's more like, okay, I don't like the property, I don't see any reason of getting more info, so I just go away, and opportunity missed. So keeping in mind, when you either look for properties, keep that in mind, that the real value of the information an exposé is giving to you is rather limited. So what you really have to do is you really have to do your own research on the property and on the location, or you really have to go to the location itself and check it out on the site. And if you're a real estate agent or a seller of a property and want to sell it, then it's really important that you go the extra mile and make all the listings you have a little more exciting, a little more compelling, that me as a visitor has really got a reason to sign up and stick to go deeper into your sales funnel. Good, that's about it. And these are my thoughts for this lovely morning. And I hope you did enjoy it and took away some takeaways. And if you have any questions regarding your holiday home project, or if you're about to buy anything, just let me know and send me an email to thomas.langenberg@stylondo.com, or just visit any of our social media sites and get in touch. Thanks a lot, and talk to you soon. Bye bye.